Take your Bible and turn to the book of Ezekiel in chapter 20. The book of Ezekiel in chapter 20. And we've gotten down to the third verse tonight, the 13th verse, excuse me. And that's probably where most of our time will be spent this evening. But I'd like to go back and begin reading with verse 10, remembering that this is God using an example to the elders that came before Ezekiel, wanting Ezekiel to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord having said, "What? You want to inquire of me? I'll not hear you. I'll not listen. I'll not hear you." Gives him an example of him setting his love upon him, and he's manifesting himself to them and telling them to have their eyes look straight on, look right on, and get their eyes off of the things of Egypt, to throw away their idols, the idols of Egypt. And they did not. And then we come to the next example that he gives of what he did for them, and again, their disobedience. And that he took them out of Egypt, and he took them to Mount Sinai. And there at Mount Sinai, he gave them his law, which included his Sabbath, the law surrounding his Sabbath. They disobeyed his law, they rebelled, and they profaned his Sabbath. Verse 10, "Wherefore I called them to go forth out of the land of Egypt, and brought them into the land, the wilderness. And I gave them my statutes, and showed them my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in." You see, remember, he wanted them to live by his commandments. He wanted them to be in their heart. Them being in their heart, it would govern steps. It would govern their paths. They would obey. What if a man do, he shall even live in them. "Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbath, to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctifieth them. But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They walked not in my statutes, and they despised my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. And my Sabbath greatly polluted. Then I said, I would pour all my fury upon them in the wilderness to consume them. They rebelled. But they rebelled against the Lord. The Lord gave them His law to govern their lives, to govern the path. Show their love for Him. They dishonored Him. They didn't exalt Him as the Lord their God. They rebelled. They polluted His Sabbath. I mean, His Sabbath was holy day. It was sanctified. It was a time of coming apart to remember the Lord, to remember what the Lord had done, to remember the great things the Lord had done for them. And bringing, delivering them out of Egypt. And the mighty miracles wrought in bringing them forth from the land. But they polluted the Sabbath. They rebelled against His commandments. In the months that lie ahead, probably not months, but it was months. I mean, it wasn't long at all from Him giving them the Ten Commandments that, right there at Mount Sinai. I remember He thundered. He spoke to them. And after the Ten Commandments are ended, the people said to Moses, "We don't want God speaking to us. Let you go talk to God. Let God speak to you. And then you come talk to us." Rebelled against the Lord. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy. The book of Deuteronomy in chapter 9. And by the time we get to the writing in the book of Deuteronomy, I don't know how many of people of that first generation were still living. Couldn't be too many left yet. But Moses is rehearsing with those left and with their children. Verse 12 of the chapter. "And the Lord said unto me," that is unto Moses, "Arise, get thee down quickly from hence. For thy people which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They are quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them in the 20th chapter." He commanded the 20th. The first four commandments were given concerning the Lord. It includes the Sabbath. Concerning the Lord and having no other gods before Him and not making any graven images to bow down and to worship to. Moses, because the people didn't want to hear any more from God. Moses ends up going up the mount. And he's up there 40 days and 40 nights, and God tells him, you got to get down there. Verse 13. Furthermore, the Lord spake unto me, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. They had just received the Ten Commandments. God had thundered them to the people from the top of the mount. Moses goes up in the mount to receive the tables of stone and further instructions from the Lord, however much else was written on it. The Lord says, this people is a people. Let me alone that I might destroy them and blot out their names from under heaven, and I will make of thee a nation mightier and greater than they. He was ready to cast them off and make a greater and mightier nation from Moses than of them. So I turned Moses and came down from the mount, and the mount burned with fire, and the two tables of the covenant were in my two hands. And I looked and beheld, behold, ye had sinned against the Lord, against the Lord your God. The sin, I wonder if he in fact was the Lord, their God. And had made you a molten calf, ye had turned aside quickly out of the way, which the Lord had commanded you. The Lord had commanded you from the mount. And I took the two tables and cast them out of my two hands and break your eyes. And I fell down before the Lord as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. In other words, he says, I went up into the mount again, just like as at the first, and again another 40 days and 40 nights. I did neither eat bread nor drink water because of all your sins, which ye sinned in doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure wherewith the Lord was wrought against you to destroy you. But the Lord hearkened unto me at that time also. And the Lord was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him. And I prayed for Aaron also at the same time. And I took your sin, the calf which you had made, which God had said, thou shalt not make any graven image to bow down and to worship. I am the Lord your God. And he burned it with fire. And stamped it. And ground it very small. Even until it was as small as dust. And I cast the dust thereof into the brook that descendeth out of the mountain. And at Taberah, and at Massah, and at Kibroth Hattaavah, he provoked the Lord's wrath. Places that reminded the people of where they provoked the Lord before this time, even. Likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up, possess the land with have given you. Then ye rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and ye believed him not, nor hearkened to his voice. Yet ye have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew. From the day that Moses knew them, he said, you've been rebellious against the Lord. Which is from the days that the Lord knew them, from the days that the Lord visited them in Egypt. How did he visit them in Egypt? He heard their cry, and he sent Moses. The Lord visited them in Egypt by sending Moses there. To bring them out of the land. And to work his mighty wonders. At the hands of Moses. They did not obey his commandments. They violated the Sabbath. God's hallowed day. The day that God hallowed. I just couldn't help but think. The time I used to say, you know, how could they? How could they be so stupid to do that? Now I read this account and I say, how can I be so stupid? How can I be so rebellious? How can I be so disobedient? And yes, as we spoke on the Sabbath last week and thought about the Lord's Day, the Christian Sabbath, today. How many times do we disobey God? How many times do we pollute the Lord's Day? You know, every time that we come into the house of the Lord, not in humility, we're coming in the presence of the Lord. We're coming in to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. If we come in to the house of the Lord with any other thought, any other idea in our mind, we're polluting Lord's Day. Any time that we don't give honor unto the Lord on the Lord's Day, we're polluting the Lord's Day. We can pollute the Lord by singing songs that are not God-honoring. We can pollute the Lord's Day by giving our own ideas to the interpretation of Scriptures. When we pick up the Word of the Lord, the book of God, it's a serious matter. It's a serious business. And we need to cast aside our ideas, cast aside our thoughts. Allow Him to speak to us. Get rid of our preconceived ideas and notions. Get rid of our rebellion against certain portions of the Word of God. Because we just refuse to believe that's what it says. Well, the children of Israel, the house of Israel, did not obey His commandments. And they violated His Sabbaths. Turn with me to the book of Exodus. In chapter 16. In verse 27. Exodus 16 and 27. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day, the Sabbath day, for to gather manna. And they found none. They lifted themselves up against God. God doesn't know what He's talking about. And they went out there together on the Sabbath day. And oh, behold, there was nothing there. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? See? For that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, therefore He giveth you on the day the bread of 2 days, every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. 6 days. Man had to do all his work. 5 days he went out and gathered just enough for that day. And by the way, I didn't look up the passage, but by the way, some thought they would get greedy and gather too much, and what happened? It stank and bred worms. Maggots. Yeah. These thought they could go out on the Sabbath day and gather what they had gathered 6 days prior. Only there was nothing there. And the Lord said, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments? Turn with me now to the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 15. Look with me at verse 31. Well, let's go back. That's in the middle of the fall. Verse 30. But the soul that doeth not presumptuously. That means he lifts himself up. He lifts himself up high. He's proud. He's full of pride. He that doeth all presumptuously, whether he be born in the land, whether he's a natural born citizen, or whether he be a stranger. Doesn't make any difference. The same reproacheth the Lord. And that soul shall be cut off among his people. Because he hath despised the word of the Lord. And hath broken his commandments. That soul shall utterly be cut off. His iniquity shall be upon him. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. This man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day, lifted himself up. He lifted himself up against God and against his commandments. He did aught presumptuously. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron and unto all the congregation. And they put him in ward because it was not decided what should be done to him. In other words, they hadn't decided. God had already said he should be cut off. And the Lord said unto Moses, the man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died, as the Lord commanded Moses. Here we find, in these two accounts that we've read for you, we find some of the people went out on the Sabbath, just as every day before, to gather manna. But there was none found. they lifted themselves up against God, against His commandment, and oh, guess what? They went out fools that day. They polluted the Sabbath of the Lord. This man gathering sticks lifted himself up against the Lord. Lifted himself up against God. He polluted the Lord's hallowed day. And his penalty was death. Well, the judgment of God. Back to our text. Ezekiel chapter 20. Still in verse 13. We find here the judgment of God against this first generation. That is the generation of men. Able-bodied men. Men able for war. That came out of Egypt. God's judgment against that first generation of Israelites. They would be consumed in the wilderness. That was His judgment. Look at the last part of the 13th verse. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness. To consume them. He's gonna destroy them. Look with me. Back to the book of Numbers again. Book of Numbers in chapter 14. In verse 20. Moses, again, had interceded on behalf of the stiff-necked and rebellious people. In verse 20, and the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times. Remember the other passage in Deuteronomy 9? He recounting, he only listed three other places, plus Padam Aram. There was 10 times by the time, 10 times by the time they got to Paddan Ram that they provoked him. These 10 times. And have not hearkened to my voice. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers. neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit. He had the spirit of God, the spirit that was towards God. These others, he said, they had a spirit of rebellion, a spirit of stiff-neckedness, which is not of God. He had another spirit with him and have followed me fully. Him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now, the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwelt in the land, in the valley. Tomorrow, turn you and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmuring of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses fall in the wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me, doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. Your little ones, which he said should be prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years, and bear your whoredoms until your carcass be wasted in the wilderness. After the number of the days in which ye searched out the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise. I, the Lord, have said, I will surely do it unto all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me in the wilderness. Shall be consumed, and there they shall die. They're going to die in the wilderness. God's judgment against them. They would die because of what? Their disobedience. It's their disobedience God laid to unbelief. Because they did not believe God. Just look at the just look at the polluting of the Sabbath. Why would anyone, if God had given explicit instructions about the gathering of the manna, and on the sixth day gather twice as much, so you got manna for the seventh day, why would anyone go out there on the seventh day looking for manna? When God gave explicit instruction to do no work, you, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your ox, nor any beast. Why would you go out there gathering sticks on the Sabbath? That wasn't a work of mercy, a work of compassion. Why, when God thundered so from the top of the mountain in a voice that scared the people so bad, why would they revolt and rebel and make an image and bow down to that image, worship that image, when God had given them explicit instructions in a thundering voice that scared the bejesus out of them? Before you go any further, why does God give us explicit instructions in His Word? And why do we go against it? Don't we realize when we go against the Word of the Lord, we fail to bring honor and glory unto Him? And we just read it enough. He told Moses, I will be glorified on the earth. Yes, Israel was a disobedient and insane people. But why are we a disobedient and insane people? And we got to quit there tonight. We'll have more next week. We've ended up tonight with God's judgment. This is what His judgment was. They should be destroyed. Orderly taken care of. But we find out He vindicates His name. He vindicates His name. We'll get that next week.